We have a brand new artist in the studio that I've never met, as well as his producer. This is exciting. We've got Coma Stone in.
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, man? Good to have you here.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I heard your track and I loved it. This was right before I left, though. Your producer is also here, was the one that contacted me. His name is Nicholas.
Yes.
And I just know him from his handle on social media, which is Life of a G Entertainment. And he started following me, and I'm like, oh. And then he messaged and said he listens to the show and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Because when I saw you on your social media, you were in Florida. You're back and forth from Florida a lot or something like that.
Yeah.
So are you Caymanian originally? You live here or what?
I do live here.
Okay.
But originally, I'm from Jamaica.
Oh, you're from, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you, Nicholas, been in Cayman?
About 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Okay,
good.
All right.
My grandma, and I have parents from here as well, so my grandma is from here.
Okay.
Very cool.
And Coma Stone, I'm guessing.
He's one of the four artists that you manage.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you manage people. Now, are they all Caymanian artists?
Two of them.
Two of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the other two are from where?
Jamaica.
Ah, okay. Okay. So, Mr. Coma Stone, I'm assuming that's not your real name.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. So, I was born in the U.S. I was born in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
But I was raised here.
Okay.
Is there...
You've been doing music for how long?
4 years.
4 years.
Okay.
Okay. 4 years. Okay.
What got you started? Were you always interested in music? Was it?
Well, my dad's a musician.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And does he play in bands around? Is he someone we would know? Because we
possibly. His name is Harry. He's a bass player. He used to play in the band of Footloose.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
With Barefoot Man and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Is he, I'm sure he's worked with Bob Mosley then, who works over at Rooster 101.
I think all
that crew was kind of together.
I'm not sure, but this is a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was your inspiration to get started. Did he teach you the bass?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you play instruments?
Yes. I was more of a drummer.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what else do you play then?
Well, I've started to learn piano a little bit, just for the sake of making beats, just for the sake of producing.
Right.
And I'm just taking it from there for right now. But I would love to learn how to play the guitar.
The piano was always considered a percussion instrument, and I never got that. It's just like, it's
right?
all about, yeah,
is
it's
it?
All, it's, it was, like when I was in school coming up, it was like, the piano is a percussion instrument. You're making notes and melodies on piano. I don't know how it's percussion, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all about the rhythm. So
the name Coma Stone, you were saying off air just a couple of minutes ago that it's got an interesting story behind
it.
Yeah, right.
Because now we're following you on Instagram. It's coma.stone.
Right.
And where did that come up with? How did you come up with that as a performer name? Does it have special meaning to you?
Okay, so basically, how I came up with the name is I just wanted to figure out a name that could stand out but be something meaningful to me at the same time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I literally just took my name, my full government name, and just took pieces out of it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Put it together.
Okay.
To make Coma Stone. So my first name is Matthew. I took the MA out of that. My middle name is Corey. I took the CO out of that.
Okay.
Made Coma.
There's Coma.
Yeah.
My last name is Johnston. I took out the John.
I like it.
Left the stun and just added the E. Yeah. Coma Stone.
Well, when I hear the name, I think of someone stoic or they have things planned out and they're firm and they're just like Coma Stone. Like, I'm just going for it and I know exactly where I'm going.
Oh, for
that's,
sure.
That's the vibe I got from it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Does that describe it pretty much? I'm just totally making that up.
I like where you're going with it, though.
Yeah.
And how would you describe your music, Coma Stone?
Well, I produce multiple genres.
Okay.
So I started with rapping and then I slowly converted into more singing, being more melodic.
Right.
So I would say the music I put out ranges between hip-hop, dancehall, R&B, a little bit of Afro every now and again.
Nice.
Sounds exactly like the kind of stuff that we play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have a flavor for everyone.
So have you been releasing music for a while? I mean, you haven't come around before, but have you just been doing stuff on your own?
Yes.
Have there been official releases or?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I've been officially putting out music since 2019.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
On platforms and such.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So where can people find you if they want to follow you? On platform or social media?
On pretty much anything that exists.
Really? Yeah. Okay, SoundCloud, you're on SoundCloud, Spotify?
That's probably the only thing that I'm not on.
Okay, are you on Spotify?
Yes, okay. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, perfect. Instagram, Twitter,
under Coma Stone, C-O-M-A.
Yes. Okay. C-O-M-A-S-T-O-N-E.
Perfect. All right. Well, we got a track called Senorita that we're going to play for you that Mr. Life of a G over here said is the one that we should be focusing on. Now, is this single out now?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it
is.
And was this your latest single?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's fresh new music here.
Exactly.
It's so probably, what? Probably a month?
A month and a half.
Yeah.
Now, do you perform live anywhere, or are you mainly a recording artist?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When was it? When was that? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, so the Baker Show.
The Craft Show.
The Craft Show. Mm-hmm. And then the Skate
Was it the Red Sky at Night?
No.
No?
There was a Jamaican artist that came down named Craft.
Of course.
And
me and the other artists that he manages, we perform on that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then, nice.
And then in November, when Skilly Bang came, I opened for him as well.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes.
Oh,
look at great. You. Great. So do you like doing live shows better, or do you like being in the recording studio?
I'd rather be on a stage.
Nice. You're a natural performer, are you? Okay.
I'm big on energy. I'd rather just
feel the crowd's energy and work with that. Definitely. I love it.
Awesome. Well, let's hear the track and let's let everybody hear the track.
Can't wait.
Okay. Definitely.
It's called Senorita. We're going to play it for you right now from Coma Stone. It's our latest artist here in the K-Man Local Artist Series. And Nicholas, Life of a G, thank you very much for coming in.
Yes, sir.
Coma Stone, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you as well.
Great track. We're going to play it for you right now here on Z99.
Just go.